Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Earth First versus the FBI. Oakland Police Department Sergeant Michael Sitterud's testimony early last week was riddled with contradictions, improbable surprises, and lapses of memory regarding critical facts. He testified, "I didn't involve myself in the search for evidence." Though intensively trained in bomb investigation, Sergeant Sitterud testified he did not make any personal investigation of the bombed car while at the bombing scene. He took the word of the FBI defendant Frank Doyle rather than make his own inspection and did not inquire about the nature of Judy's injuries. Although he admitted both Daryl and Judy separately notified officials about the death threats they received and were carrying with them, he didn't look at the threatening evidence. He admitted both Daryl and Judy separately named two individuals they believe should be questioned, but he didn't follow through on checking into either of those individuals. The rationale for the first search warrant for the Seeds of Peace house, he testified, was based on FBI information about Earth First's reputation, which Sergeant Sitterud termed background facts, and a statement about identical nails which was later denied by the person who was claimed to have made it. As chief investigator, he admitted having never been able to find any matching nails himself, even though he looked for them in the evidence room. Although he claimed there was lots of other evidence, he could recall none on the stand except for the dramatic evidence of a toolkit which he thought was for the purpose of making bombs, but was in fact for making stained glass windows. Sergeant Sitterud didn't recall any discussion of a motion-activated device, though it is referred to as an exhibit in the affidavit for the second search warrant, or seeing the intact guitar case on the sidewalk beside the car, which he later said was probably placed on top of the bomb. When asked whether Sergeant Sitterud noticed that the front door of the car was blown out and the rear door was intact and operating, he wouldn't acknowledge that fact. When he learned of the Lord's Avenger letter, he testified he never told the assistant district attorney about it. When asked by the incredulous plaintiff's attorney if he did not know a grand jury would need this sort of evidence, Sergeant Sitterud responded improbably, "I don't know what they'd do." Later he testified, "It was never tested for fingerprints." When FBI bomb expert David Williams showed him that the bomb had to be beneath the driver's seat and that it had been wrapped in a towel, Sergeant Sitterud said he was surprised, but it didn't affect his judgment about Judy and Daryl as suspects. He further testified that when Williams demonstrated the impact points of the bomb's end caps, he didn't realize Williams was explaining where the bomb had to have been located. Tuesday's witnesses included more cross-examination of Defendant Sergeant Sitterud. Also on the stand was Defendant Sergeant Robert Chenault of the Oakland Police Department Homicide Division, the second assigned investigator at the bomb scene who drafted the initial warrant with dictation by FBI agent Doyle, and who claims Doyle told him about the nails, about the blast hole being behind the driver's seat, and other falsehoods. Sergeant Myron Hansen, also of the Oakland Police Department and a member of the Bomb and Arson Squad trained by Doyle, testified he took notes of Doyle's association of plaintiffs with FBI terrorism investigations. Also appearing was Sergeant Del Kraft of the Oakland Police Department, who inspected the car at the bomb scene and took notes. Judy Berry's station wagon with a blast hole under the driver's seat was displayed to the jury during the afternoon and to members of the media after court on Wednesday, April 17th. Also on display for comparison was an intact model of the 1981 Subaru four-wheel drive GL station wagon. Attorneys for the plaintiffs used the vehicles to demonstrate that the bomb was clearly beneath the driver's seat, and it was a deliberate lie to have stated that the bomb was in the back on the floorboards near the intact rear seat. The trial will continue until approximately May 24th at the Oakland Federal Courthouse, 1301 Clay Street, Judge Claudia Wilkins' courtroom on the fourth floor. Hearings take place Monday through Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and the proceedings are open to the public. For more information, visit the website www.judyberry.org. That's www.judyberry.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on, boys, in the-